I'm John.
And I'm Drew.
And you're listening to The Hourchive,
our ever-growing library of everything, 1 hour at a time.
Summer series. It's the summer series here at the Hourchive. We're deep into it now, huh?
Yeah, it's
the middle of summer.
It's so hot outside.
It's getting hot in here. So take off all your clothes. I am getting so hot. I'm going to take my clothes off.
Is that a song?
Yeah, it's by Nelly. Hometown hero. Nelly.
Is he in the Rough Riders?
No. I think Nelly rides alone, except when he's with his...
Nelly rides alone.
Doesn't he have a St. Louis crew, like the St. Louis Boys?
The St. Lunatics, right?
Is it?
I don't know. There is a thing called the St. Lunatics,
maybe,
right?
It's them.
Maybe that's them. The St. Politics?
He had that song. Oh, man. If I was in St. Paul, that would be the name of my band. It would be a political like punk rock band.
Oh, you know? Yeah.
The St. Politics.
The St. Politics.
Yeah. Oh, wow. That's good. Yeah, and that song.
We got to move. Bye. We're moving. Start the band. Anyway.
The Skolitics.
Skolitics.
That would be the ska version of.
Oh, yeah.
That song, the Hot in Here song.
Yeah.
In the song, Nelly remarks that it's getting really hot wherever it is. Like the temperature keeps going up.
Mm-hmm.
They're in like a room or something. And he's like, since it's getting because the temperature is rising,
mm-hmm.
like to astronomical heights. He's suggesting that the only way to like stay cool and maybe even stay safe is to remove all of your clothes.
Huh.
And there's a woman in the song,
mm-hmm.
who's immediately persuaded. And she says, "You're right. It is hot in here. I am going to take my clothes off."
She's not concerned that Nelly's not taking his clothes off too?
I don't know. Maybe he did.
Mean, if he's hot, shouldn't what if he spontaneously combusted in the middle of that song?
Right in the middle of it?
Yeah.
Would it stop playing?
I wonder. Or would the music just keep going? And then you'd hear the girl going, Nelly.
He didn't take his clothes off. I would think it's I would think she would require him to remove his clothes too. Like otherwise, then he's
right. Logic dictates.
He must be lying. Like why doesn't, if it's so hot, he's probably gonna take his clothes off too, right? Otherwise,
Well, maybe he's a martyr. I mean, maybe he's like, you know, look, it's hot in here. The only way to survive is to take your clothes off.
Yeah.
So you do it. You go. You go take your clothes off. I will stay here fully clothed.
But what does the group gain from that? Like his death. It's a simple act to remove one's clothes.
Yeah, but the ramifications of it are huge.
Yeah.
Huge.
Yeah. He's got a birthmark. He's got a birthmark. He doesn't want anyone to see it. It's right above his hip. And he's like, I really don't want anyone to see this birthmark. You might... What are we talking about? We're talking about removing clothes, which is something you do.
Yeah.
When you go to the pool.
When you're going to splish splash.
I think that we should talk about all swimming.
All swimming.
Yeah.
Always.
Yeah. Not just the pool.
Yeah, there's lots of ways you
water
can swim.
Parks, lakes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oceans.
Okay. Ugh. Okay. No?
We'll get to that.
Ooh, all right, yeah. Set it up. I will knock it down.
Do you want to jump right into the beach?
Well, that's probably where people first swam. I mean, I don't know. Maybe. Maybe not. Maybe it was more of like a lake kind of thing. But, I mean, like, well, that's the pinnacle, isn't it? The beach. Like, that's arguably everything else, all other forms of swimming are, like, they're just aspirational. They're like, we're coping with the fact that we can't get to the ocean, right? Really? Deep down.
No.
Let's be honest.
I disagree.
I don't want to hide behind a lie throughout the course of this discussion, all right?
I
truly do believe that every act of swimming that does not take place on the ocean is an act of consolation.
No.
Yeah, I do.
No, it's not.
Sure.
Look, let's talk about the beach. We'll start there.
Where it all begins. It's where life began.
Yeah. In the water, actually.
Yeah. Then it climbed out of the water.
Yeah,
it was
sure.
Like, beach party.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't like the beach, and I don't like the ocean. I don't like swimming in it.
Next topic.
I really dislike it a lot.
Not at all.
Huh? Oh, man, I really don't like it. Do you want to know why?
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to give you all the reasons that I usually tell people, and then I'm going to give you the real reason. All
right.
Okay?
This is going to be good.
It's more fun to tell people the fake reasons.
Sure. Fake reason number one.
Because then, like, oh, it's not that bad. This is all true, by the way.
I hate the teeth.
Everything. Everything I'm about to say is true.
Uh-huh. But it's not the reason.
But it's not the real reason.
Okay.
Reason number one is that the ocean is full of fish, right?
Okay.
And other sea life, right?
For
which
now.
In and of itself is already gross. Because nearly all those creatures are gross looking. We can all agree on that. There's a few exceptions.
Dolphins are hideous.
I said there's a few exceptions, didn't I? Plus you got sharks, they're dangerous.
Yeah.
Stingrays, jellyfish, all these things that can harm you.
Okay.
And let's not forget, too, that there's inanimate objects down there that can also really hurt you, like coral, rocks, glass, okay? Mm-hmm. And people dump things into the oceans, right?
Yeah. Okay. The ocean is full of stuff. Some of it is alive and some of it's not.
And most of,
all
it's,
of it is out
most
to get
of it's
you.
No good. Yeah. Most of it you don't want to encounter.
Yeah.
Right? That's why people are like, ooh, a crystal clear ocean. Like, that's what people love is a beach where they can see everything.
Sure.
Yeah.
They get the safety and
they pretend that it's clean. They lie to themselves, which brings me to point number two.
You sound so fatigued already. Which brings me to point number two.
So the ocean is full of creatures, right? And all creatures function in similar ways, and they all require sustenance of some kind, yeah? Like,
yeah.
They have to eat something or absorb some kind of energy.
Yeah.
Sure, then maybe they're eating plankton. And they don't use everything. They don't use all of the components of what they eat, and so they have to eject what isn't used, right?
Yes.
The more common term for this action is pooping. And every creature poops in the ocean. And then you go and swim in it. You put your face in it. You put your mouth in it. You sit there like you're with your girlfriend or your boyfriend and you're kissing. And both your faces are covered.
And you've got poop face.
You got poop face.
You've got ocean poop face.
And that's the least of your problem. Because have you ever seen how fish and other sea life reproduce?
Sadly, yeah.
Look, if you don't want to, I'm going to get a little graphic. If you don't want to hear about reproduction.
Reproduction.
then
How many references to Grease 2 have we made?
Oh, that's
in the course
great.
Of the
If you don't want to hear about that, then I advise you to skip forward. But a lot of sea life basically sprays all of their stuff into the ocean. So, like, the dudes of the Sea World, okay? And I don't mean Sea World,
the park.
Right. Yeah. I mean the actual world of the sea.
Right.
What they do is they
nobody
just...
Nobody poops in Sea World.
Yeah, exactly. They keep it clean. I should start with the girls in the Sea World. They put all their eggs out. They're like, I'm just going to dump all my eggs right here.
Oh, right. I get what you're saying.
They just like,
you mean that physically,
like an open
not like,
hydrant.
Like a metaphor. Like they put their eggs
they literally,
on the table.
Yeah. No, they don't. Yeah.
Gotcha.
And then they count them before they're hatched. No, they just like dump them somewhere. And then a bunch of male fish come along. And then they let the water work slow. And they just spit all their gunk into the ocean. And it's disgusting.
How
and you're swimming through that. And let's reiterate. You're swimming, you put your face in it, you're putting your mouth in it, you're hanging out with your girlfriend or your boyfriend, you're kissing, you got junk face.
Yeah.
And poo face. And pee face. Whatever they do. Plus all the dead how many dead creatures are in there? I bet there's more dead creatures in there than living creatures. And you know, some of those creatures are humans.
You're right.
And you're swimming around in it. You're swimming around.
It's like cannibalistic.
You're swimming around in a mass grave. And you're enjoying it.
You're celebrating it.
Yeah.
You're like taking photos and you're like sending them back to your friends.
Oh, it's gross. Yeah.
Spring break forever.
Yeah, let's also not forget you're the least covered ever. Every part of your body's exposed and the parts that aren't are barely covered. And it's not as though they're covered enough to, like, resist any kind of infiltration from these various disgusting fluids and substances. Mm-hmm. And you're jogging around and you're laughing and playing. We put children in the ocean. It's sad. The ocean is gross.
It's sad. Ladies and gentlemen of the show. The ocean is a sad place.
Those are the reasons I tell people.
Okay. What's the real reason?
I don't like the taste of salt water.
You could tread above water, you know.
It always gets in your mouth, though.
Really?
Oh, come on. It's waves. There's waves all over
the
place.
The waves are unpredictable. Yeah. You always think that you're like,
yeah,
well,
like, I'll be fine. I'll be fine.
Yeah, and then, yeah. Yeah. Sea poop.
That's the noise you make when you get water in your mouth. I got water in my mouth. That was me.
Yeah. No. Well, I bet. I can see it. I can see it. Are you wearing your shoe shirt as you're swimming?
My shoe trunks. My future trunks.
Oh. These future trunks are made for swimming.
Where? And pools? Okay, good. The ocean gets salty once you carry it in your head, in your mouth, in your soul. And maybe we'll get lucky and we'll both grow old. Well, I don't know.
Actually, like, think about that, your fake reasons. Do you think about those?
Of course I
when
do.
You're swimming?
Don't you?
No, I don't.
Will you now?
But I do in, like, lakes.
Yeah, sure.
Like,
yeah.
I won't go swimming in lakes because
and,
I think
and that's
there
less
are
of a problem is the amazing thing.
In lakes?
Well, there's less creatures in a lake.
Yeah, but the concentration is greater. There are more creatures in the ocean, but they're so spread out. They're so vastly.
No, they're not.
Yeah, they are. The concentration
I'm going to tell you something.
In a lake is greater than
Do you know how big an ocean is?
Yeah, it's huge.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's full.
Yeah. But it's huge.
Yeah. Think of how many creatures are in an ocean.
Okay.
Now, every single... Got you got it. Good. Now imagine all of those creatures pooing at once, because they are.
Yeah.
And you're in there.
But it's all the way over there.
The only way you
can... It's all the way over there.
But it's barely over there. I'm with you, though. Lakes are just as bad.
Yeah.
But not as bad.
As far as that goes.
They don't taste like salt water.
Most don't.
Yeah, that's true. Some do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The saltwater thing, I've never really had a problem with that.
Mostly
because I put salt in all my water before I drink it. Deanna's like shaking an empty salt shaker.
There you go.
Damn it, John. I don't ever have a problem.
Use your own salt. I ran out.
I did once, actually, from swimming in salt water, I got some kind of weird, like, rash.
Oh, yeah.
Or I guess it wasn't a rash, but it was, like, my skin dried
salt
out
rash.
So much. Yeah, yeah, that I had, like, flaking skin.
Oh, do you have salt in your skin?
I guess.
Oh.
I don't know. It didn't bother
me. Like, what if salt was growing out of your skin?
If I was, like, a salt farm?
If you were a salt man. Just for, like, a few days.
I think that'd be pretty cool.
Like, you'd rush... your temple and salt would fall off. It's like
you'd like lean over dishes at the restaurant and just, like rub your skin.
It's the it's like in Pirates of the Caribbean, you know, the guy Stellan Skarsgård.
Bill. Was
Bill
his name?
Bootstrap Bill?
Bill. Bootstrap Bill.
And he had like barnacles and stuff on his face.
Was
and
it Bootstrap or Barnacle Bill? Because
Bootstrap.
Barnacle makes more sense.
Bootstrap.
He had that barnacle.
No, his son was William Turner.
Yeah, that's right. Bootstrap
Spoiler.
Bill.
Spoiler. Oh, wow.
Oh, man. You just, yeah. You just ruined the greatest second bad sequel to a pirate movie franchise.
And no one...
In history.
No one was ready for it either.
No, we didn't alert them or anything.
I didn't do anything to warn people. Put a big on the show notes, put a big old big warning
spoiler
at the beginning.
Yeah.
But you'd be like him where you got like salt crystals growing in your skin.
Yeah. That's what it was like.
Why?
Giant salt crystals.
And you kept swimming after that?
No, I think I took a breather after that.
That didn't deter you though?
No, I've gone
like
back.
You'll still go to the beach?
I still go to the beach. Now, I have had a series of bad experiences.
Exactly.
Not well, the experience of the beach itself was not bad. It was the fallout. Like in that case, it was like prolonged exposure to salt water.
Yeah.
Gave me this like skin reaction.
Salt
right?
face.
Salt face. The last time I was at a beach, I didn't put a lot of sunblock on.
Yeah.
I mean, I put sunblock on, but I didn't, like, I've never, this is the first
but
time.
But he wrote
like,
it.
This is like a year ago.
But you wrote dork on your back.
Hey, dork. I put it on and I was like, well, that's all I need to do. Like up until last year, I was like, well, you put sunscreen on and you're done for the day until you, you know, take a shower or whatever.
Yeah.
I didn't know you had to reapply it. So I ended up, I was fine while I was at the beach all day. And then like the minute, like I got back to the house that I was staying at, I was like, I'm going to go be dead in this other room now.
I know that feeling because I may have talked about this before. I'm eating an M&M. Sorry. I'm trying not to chew.
Big pile of salt.
We got a big old bowl of salt here. We're enjoying it. I may have talked about this before, but we went on the cruise, Disney cruise, when I was 17, and they had their own little private island.
Yeah, yeah, Castaway Key.
Yeah. And I did...
Where the boat is, from Pirates of the Caribbean movie, by the way.
Really?
The Flying Dutchman or whatever? Yeah.
What do you mean that's where it is?
That's where it is. The prop, the physical ship that they use is anchored there. No, I don't think so. It's just like floating in the bay. Eroding day after day.
Oh,
Good use of your funds, Disney.
Yeah.
Anyway.
I snorkeled like the whole time, right? Mm-hmm. So my back is to the sun, and I didn't put any sunscreen on.
Good work.
And the water was crystal clear. So the sun just like had a nice like magnifying glass onto my back. And I was, it was intensely painful the rest of the, well, the next few days.
Yeah.
To where I couldn't sleep the first night.
Did you put that cream on?
That's aloe? Like,
yeah.
I think I did.
That's gross. See, that's even worse
it's,
than the
it
salt.
Is gross. It is. It's not, it, people are like, oh, this will help. It doesn't really help.
It's gross.
It just...
It's a bunch of goop you're putting on your skin.
Yeah, and it
and
doesn't...
It won't go away.
And the burning still goes on.
Yeah, yeah. We need a better solution for that whole sunburn thing.
Yeah, we do.
We need to, like, be able to change skin or something.
Yes.
You know, like, you could check out your real skin, check it in when you leave the cruise ship and get, like, a fake skin. And then when you get back to the ship, you check in the fake skin and you get your real skin back. How many ways can we disgust people in this episode?
I'm just picturing like a leathery, because you know they just reuse the skins, right. So it's been sunburned.
Like Hulk Hogan's flesh.
Oh, God! Here you go, sir. Oh,
but there's more to there are.
What's so great about the beach?
You know, you. I mean, we're talking about swimming, so
yeah.
The peripherals of the beach, I don't think necessarily apply to this discussion necessarily. But I mean, you can. What about like you're not actually swimming in the ocean? What about just putting your feet in there? What about walking along a damp ocean front?
Yeah,
you know, getting the sand between your toes and.
Oh, I don't like that feeling.
No,
because then you got sand in your feet.
That's true. That does suck.
That's the other thing people gloss over.
The fact that whatever you take to the beach is now always going to be covered in sand.
Yeah.
That does suck. I wish there were a way to... Like, you know what they need? Like, those hand dryers that you find in restrooms.
Okay.
The ones that have, like, a jet engine in them.
Yeah.
They need those, like, at the beach so that when you come off the beach, you can hold your foot up and it'll just...
Right. Or, like, there's just, like, overhead one.
Yeah, yeah.
That you just
giant
walk
one.
Through. Yeah.
Yeah.
It blasts all of the...
They just need a jet there. They just need a Harrier, like, hanging over the beach.
They're not using them for anything else.
Yeah. All right, so the beach comes with issues. It has its problems. It is, would you say it's overrated? Swimming in the ocean is overrated.
No one really swims in the ocean, do they, though? They kind of stand there.
No, they surf or they float.
They play.
They all float.
They all float down here.
Yeah, that's true. There's not a whole
no
lot
one
of
like, no one's on. Doing laps.
Yeah.
And if they are...
It's a bad place to do that because
the waves.
You wear yourself out.
I can remember, we went to the beach a few times, I think, and the waves, look like a fun component.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, and was told, like, you know, you can basically body surf. Like, if you catch the wave right,
mm-hmm.
you can ride it in. You know, just your body.
Mm-hmm.
And I could never do it. And I would often, like, I had a couple times where it just, like, forced me down, you know.
Right, it does that.
And it was terrifying. I didn't know which way was up, and I died. That's terrible.
Did you ever see any ocean life? Any sea life in the ocean?
No. They wouldn't let you see them. I didn't see, actually, that's not true. That's actually not true. When I snorkeled, I saw a lot.
Oh, yeah?
And I'll be honest, that was pretty rad.
Yeah.
But they were all pooping.
You just kept looking at it and waiting for it to poop. It's like when you're sitting on a bench underneath a tree branch. And
you
see birds and you're just like, I know you're about to
poop.
And
I'm shooing, trying to shoo the fish away. Like, get out. Get away.
Go find another toilet.
Yeah.
Go find another ocean. I'm scared of ocean life when I get down there.
See?
Like, the only time I've ever really encountered anything... was a giant turtle, one of those sea turtles.
Whoa, really?
Well, I've run into those a couple of times.
You were just talking about the crush or whatever.
Yes, from Turtle Talk. And you would have thought after having that experience, I would have been one with the turtles. But no, when I was a kid, I went swimming in the ocean, and I remember, like, I had goggles on, And I swam out, you know, a few feet or whatever.
Yeah.
And I looked down and there's like this giant turtle, and I just immediately, you know, swam back up for air. And
was
and
it like gasped. Never Ending Story where he's talking to that giant turtle?
No. No.
Was it like, John?
I did feel like I heard something.
And it sneezed on you.
Oh, now they sneeze too?
Yeah.
No, nothing like that. But I saw turtles in Hawaii. Man, I would see, it was the funnest thing. Like, sitting on the beach, didn't go into the water, but like sitting on the beach and watching, the water was so clear that, like, and the waves were so big that you could see the turtles in the waves. Like, as the waves are coming up, you can see turtles, like, going woo inside the waves.
Now, you are projecting that joy onto the turtle.
No.
I bet that it's terror it's experiencing.
What do you mean? It's used to it. It lives in the ocean.
It hates it. Does. It hates it. Why? That's what they're saying.
Why?
I can't get away.
Everybody's pooping around me.
Why's everybody always pooping around me?
All right. All right. So oceans are not your thing.
No.
Come with a lot of problems. Now, we talked about like lakes and stuff.
They're gross.
Equally problematic.
They're even, you can see even less.
Yeah.
In a lake.
They're murky. And I think worse things are in the lake, too. I think the stuff that's in a lake is worse than the stuff you encounter in the ocean. I'm not saying that there isn't a worse thing in the ocean, but what you're likely to encounter in a lake,
yeah,
the chances of you running into something
like
a snake,
yeah, like there are ocean snakes,
like a leech,
oh,
yeah,
crocodile,
like a crocodile, really?
Don't they go in the lakes? I mean, not around here,
in like the Everglades, maybe.
In the swamps,
yeah, yeah. Is a swamp a lake?
It can't be.
Do you go
can't
swimming
it.
In swamps? Do people do that? You don't. I don't hear about it.
I mean, you could.
Yeah, you could.
I don't think it's advised.
Don't do it. We don't advise.
But you can take those boats,
yeah,
the fan boats,
like in Police Academy 5.
Yes. Hey, dork. And I kind of think that the life in a lake,
mm-hmm,
or a river is more vicious.
Yeah.
Like out to get you.
Yeah, it's mean.
Like in an ocean, you might happen across something and it'll get you.
Yeah. But it's just going through its normal daily routine. It just happens to open its mouth and you're there.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Whereas
you just happen to step on it.
In a lake, they're like waiting for you.
You're like,
man,
all right.
They are like, they like come out of hibernation, like middle of March, and they're like, bring it on.
Yeah, here
come
we
go. Come on, kids, bring it on. Spring break. Yeah. They're like hyphening, you know.
Oh, wait. Whose spring break is it?
I don't know.
The creatures?
No, it's like people's spring break.
But who? Okay, so
it's like breakfast for them.
So the guys are like, spring break. And then those evil creatures are like, hyphen, is what you're saying. Okay,
yeah.
Cool.
They like raise their fins and
slap them.
Yeah.
Are there eels?
Yeah, there are.
Moray eels,
yeah,
but they're also in the oceans.
Yeah,
you have. I feel like there's more microscopic stuff in a lake.
Oh man, there are those things that crawl into your things.
Don't even. We all saw Anaconda.
Oh yeah, it wasn't even.
We all
about
believed
that.
It, but I think it's true.
Was that in Anaconda?
Yeah, didn't they stuff? Talk about it?
I think
they're like
did.
This thing goes in your thing.
Oh yeah. Oh.
And then it'll spit out some spikes.
You know what else was in Anaconda? Ice Cube.
Yeah, he
One
was.
One of the finest performances.
John Voight.
And John Voight, too.
Yeah.
And Eric Stoltz.
There you go.
Yeah, in a hammock.
The erstwhile Marty McFly.
Yeah. There are snakes out there this big?
There was a snake. That was a river, yeah?
Yeah. Yeah, you could swim in a river. Not advised.
Not
Again,
advised.
Now, the river, you get a little bit of a pass on the river, I think. I will give
what
the river
that mean,
pass
a
because,
pass
because the river is always moving, or in most cases it's moving.
Right.
So stuff doesn't just like fester there. Like I feel like a lake, you put something in a lake and it's there forever. It never dies. It just keeps reproducing and getting in your thing. Whereas in a river, stuff's always flowing, right?
Mom! So, it got in there again. It keeps getting in. Well, don't swim in that lake. I didn't know it was still there.
What do you think this is, a river? Yeah, you get the river. But the problem with the river is it has a current. It does. It has a current. And that's hard to work with.
It can be dangerous.
Yeah.
Rapids.
Now, there are, I feel like my disposition toward a river is informed by my experience. And that experience is mostly confined to Missouri, which is not known for having the cleanest of rivers.
Sure. But now, I'm going to guess that oftentimes when you're on a river, you're also camping.
Yeah.
I mean, it's close to camping.
The last time I camped was also the last time I was on a river.
I feel like the experience of being on a river is very closely tied to the experience of camping.
Yeah. In my mind.
Well,
being like, yeah, like I get onto the river and I immediately go to sleep.
Like, well,
make this over I'm as just fast gonna sleep. As possible.
John, you have to help row. I'll be asleep.
Yeah. You guys got that right?
You're in the middle of the raft.
Yeah, just sleeping. Wake me up when it's time to drink.
Wake me up when something gets in my thing.
Cry me a river, cry me a river. I cried a river over you. Now you say you're sorry for being sorry.
So I like rivers and lakes less than I like the ocean because they get in your thing. Nobody ever gets in your thing in the ocean.
Well, I don't know if that's true.
Well, okay. But you don't hear about it.
But it's less likely.
Yeah.
Isn't there some stuff in the lake that can eat your brain?
Yeah.
Isn't that a thing? Like there's some sort of brain-eating fungus in a lake somewhere.
Good God. Is there?
It literally eats your brain. Or some sort of brain-eating organism.
Who the hell keeps swimming in,
in these lakes?
How do they even find that out? Like how do they find out there's a thing that lives in lakes and it eats your brain? How do we know? Because some dumbass went swimming in a lake and it got into his brain. Here's the solution. Don't go into the
lake.
Do you
think that they're like,
don't do it?
They bring this guy in and he's like, well, he's dead. What happened? We don't know. Okay, let's do an autopsy. It looks like something ate his brain.
Oh, that was probably that thing in the lake.
They're like, lake, show me this lake. And they go there and like, why did he go in there? I could tell something is in there.
What's he doing in there? Yeah.
Like, I can tell something in there is going to eat your brain. And I'm not even going in. Like, I wouldn't even have to see this kid whose brain got eaten. I could have told you.
Look at that lake and tell you like, I'm not getting in there.
Don't go in.
Here's what I could do. One, I could get in the lake. Two, I could not get in the lake. Two, that's a vote for two. Anybody else? Two? Do we got any ones?
You know what you get?
Yeah.
You know what you get on both lakes and oceans?
What?
Is that like scum on the
top.
Oh,
yeah. The foam. That layer. Yeah. And it seems to.
Yeah,
it seems
you know what that
congregate,
is. Congregate
like at the corners, the little like crevices. Of
you know
the
what that is?
No. What is it?
Come on, you know what it is.
Is it?
It's the stuff.
Is it? Wait. Is it the stuff that both males and females put out? Or is
I think
it
it's
stuff
just
that,
the males.
Ugh.
Yeah. That's all it is.
Ah.
And you're putting your foot in it.
I'm not. I don't go near lakes, man. I don't go near them. Ocean.
And oceans.
Yeah.
It happens in oceans
too. I'm fine with. Yeah, but the salt water kills it. lake, I'm not going. I'm not
you
doing
can pour
it.
Some salt in the lake.
I still regret to this day. I mean, nothing happened. It was fine. But uh-oh. I was at a lake one time, and the family had the family that lived there or had the house there was they had like a little zip line that you could
irresistible
swing out onto
irresistible.
The lake.
How, I mean, of course.
Yeah, yeah. I didn't even have a swimsuit. I was just like, "Yep, I'm in.
I'm in."
Jump
woo.
Up there, swoosh.
Oh.
Immediately, I get out of the water and I'm like, what in the hell was I thinking? That is a goddamn lake.
And then you saw the zip line again. You're like, I'm in.
Yeah. Oh, hey.
Oh, why did I jump back into this? Hey, there's a zip line. You guys see this? You guys been on this yet? I don't know where it goes, but I'm in.
Yeah, let's find out.
Oh, God.
How did I get here? Who put me in this lake? You jerks.
Oh, my brain. Someone's eating it.
Oh, man. Have you ever seen that that one Stephen King Creepshow? Creepshow 2.
Mm-mm.
There's an installment in Creepshow 2, the second story in it. About these kids that go to a lake. They like cut school and they go to a lake. And there is this giant tarp thing on it that's floating out there. They're on a raft,
okay.
Right? They float out into the lake on a raft. And there's this big black mass on the lake, right?
Uh-huh.
And it's this black goo. It's like the stuff that ate Tasha Yar.
Yeah.
You remember that?
Yeah.
It's that stuff.
Spoiler.
But it's huge, right? And it's all over the lake. And it starts to eat them. One by one.
Is it the stuff from Star Trek?
Yeah. I mean, I have to assume.
Yeah.
This was before Star Trek, so somehow
it
must have gotten off of Earth.
Yeah, I mean, well, it had like hundreds of years to do
so. Well, and I think the kid's car was still there, so it could have crawled out of the lake and gotten into the car.
And it got
driven that to Starfleet.
Well, he just went to Rydell High, met up with that nerd.
Oh, yeah, the nerd.
Jumped
in Grease 3. Jumped aboard the thing.
Caught a
oh man,
shuttle.
Now it's like the now it's like the alien symbiote
Spider-Man.
Yeah.
Hi. And he waved, and sitting on his shoulder was a little tarry thing. Yeah.
Ugh, don't go near lakes. Don't do it. I
mean,
you can go near them, just don't go in them.
Barring the real like terrible things in a lake, there might be some sort of creature.
Yeah.
Like a tar creature.
Yeah, tar creature. Loch Ness monster.
That's a cool one, though.
Yeah, that one's pretty rad.
But it's not real, is it?
We don't know that.
I feel like we do.
We don't know. I don't think we do.
They've done multiple sweeps with technology.
Yeah, but it probably swam away.
Oh, it did.
Yeah.
It, like, crouched down.
Yeah, it, like, sees it coming, and they're like, oh.
Duck.
Hey, now.
We didn't see anything.
Ducks.
There's nothing in here.
I like, yeah, they're like radar sonar technology is like a flashlight that they're waving across the... Nope, don't see it. Let's go back to America.
Oh, man. Yeah, I think the final verdict is stay away from lakes.
Yeah.
First and foremost, yeah?
Yeah.
If you got to swim anywhere...
Don't do it.
And then your only option is a lake. Just don't swim that day.
Don't go swimming. Swim in a bathtub. Yeah.
Yeah. Or a sprinkler.
Or a sprinkler. Get a slip and slide.
Yeah.
Pretend like you're on a zip line. Pretend like that pool at the end of the slip and slide is the lake.
Yeah.
And you're like, ah, zip line.
Ooh, oh, why did I do this? But you're just pretending.
Right, right. It's just pretend remorse. Yeah. I'm just kidding.
Let's do it again. Second, well, you might disagree with me.
Yeah. You think the ocean is...
First something? Off, don't go in a lake. Second, don't go in an ocean.
Okay.
To me, the optimal swimming scenario is a pool. Now, you said earlier on that anything that isn't an ocean is an aspiration towards one, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I totally disagree with you.
You don't think so?
To me, the pool is man's man's like in all things, we create the superior oh. version of it.
Oh, I see what you're doing there.
So we saw the ocean. We're like, this sucks.
But it could be cool.
Yeah, look at this. Could be great.
Imagine, if you will.
First of all, let's get all the salt out of there.
Right.
Second of all, no creatures.
Oh, but I like that. That's the first. That's the second thing. Yeah, like first. God, get rid of this salt.
I told you that's why I don't like it. And then someone's like, "Oh, I want to surf. What about the waves?" Yeah, we can make those.
Yeah,
easy.
And they did.
They made a lazy river.
Oh yeah, yeah.
These, of course, are water parks, I guess.
Well, yeah. I mean, there's the pool came first, right?
Yeah.
First, the single body of water that is contained,
yeah.
and maintained by humans.
Yeah.
So held to a higher standard than our oceans are.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you've got backyard pools, mm-hmm. and you've got kiddie pools, and you've got public pools.
And you've got two kinds of those, right? The backyard pools. You've got the, I guess technically you could have two kinds of public pools too, but most often there's one kind. So you've got the in-ground and the above-ground.
Right.
Now, go ahead.
I don't have anything. You go.
I grew up with above-ground.
You had one?
I had one, yes.
Did I ever see this?
Probably. It was there.
Yeah.
It's still there. I mean, not the original one is there. But
there is one.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
It's actually, this is a pretty great story. They had, my parents, I was probably like 15 or 16 at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And my parents had hired this guy to come and trim a tree next to the pool.
Oh, no.
And he didn't bring anybody with him. It was just him, right? And he's like, "Hey, your mom and dad, I'm here
to..." Is it just you at home?
Yeah, yeah. They're like, "Hey, your mom and dad had me come by to trim that tree back there." And I'm like, "Oh, okay." And he's
That's
like,
not what you sounded
so
like.
"So where is it? Where is the tree?" And so I take him out in the backyard. There it is. And it's like, okay. He goes up there and he's got his saw.
Yeah.
And he like straps himself in.
Oh,
and
wow.
He's cutting off all these limbs. And he like wraps this bungee cord around the tree, right?
Okay.
And he throws it at me. And he's like, "Oh, great. Hold on to that. I am like 14 years old." And he tells me to hold on to a bungee cord that's wrapped around like a 40-foot tree.
Yeah.
And so I take it. He's like, "Okay, go run up on the hill." And I take it and I'm holding the bungee cord. And I'm standing out there and I'm thinking, this just doesn't seem right.
Yeah.
I don't think this is a good
idea. Do that in the right voice, though.
Think this is quite right.
Yeah.
So he starts sawing more, and he gets to the point where it's like he's gone like.
What's the bungee cord so supposed to accomplish?
It's supposed to pull it in the direction that he wants it to go.
The tree.
Yeah.
The whole tree.
The part that he's cutting off.
Like, is he cutting off a branch?
No, he's cutting off the trunk of the tree. He's cutting through the trunk of the tree, topping the tree basically.
Oh.
He's taking the top of it off. He's taking like a 20-foot segment of tree.
And you're like the guy.
And I'm the one who is supposed to ensure that that hunk of tree that has been there for probably 80, 100 years is going to go this way.
Yeah.
The direction that he wants it to go. So I'm pulling on this bungee cord. He starts sawing it, and all of a sudden I hear this. Oh, shit. Oh, shit. Oh, shit. And the thing comes down right through the center of the swimming pool.
Oh, my God.
Giant chunk of tree right through the center of the swimming pool.
What?
The water goes bursting out the sides.
Oh, my gosh.
And then now there's this big gap on the sides, and the water is just pouring out into the yard.
What did you do?
On either side. I'm just standing there holding on to the bungee cord. And so I kind of like dropped it. And I go, I'm going to go call my dad.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So they got a new pool.
Oh, man. Wait, so did the guy fall off the tree or anything?
No. He was below that. He was fine. fine.
Oh my god.
He was fine. Then he bought us a new pool. Hold on, pool party, baby. It was a cool party, cool pool party. La 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 la. Pool party, baby. It was a cool party, cool pool party. La 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 la. Popcorn, hot dog bowls, and hamburger patties. All the food you need to feed the many hungry. Millions of people run into my party, but it's invite only, and you're on the list, baby.
I cleaned it yesterday. In their swimming suits.
Holy guacamole.
We've got chips. So come on, take a dip. Cause my pool rips.
It was a pool party for the cool kids at my school. It was a pool party for the cool kids at my school. It's so cool in my pool. It's so cool in my pool. It's so cool in my pool.
So I grew up with above ground. But I always thought that that was like the inferior one.
There, right? It felt. Here's the thing, like with pools. I think pools in general, like there's a certain age you get mm-hmm. to when you feel like you just don't know what to do in the pool anymore.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
Right, and that's amplified with an above ground pool because with the in ground pool. You can kind of do laps or mm-hmm. you can like do that thing where you go underwater and you brace your feet up against the wall and you push off, right? You do mm-hmm. it like a speed like
oh, yeah, sure.
move. But you can't do that. You're not supposed to kick off of the wall in an above ground pool.
Right. Because you could break something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And like
it's basically just a thin piece of fiberglass.
They're generally not deep enough to do much, and so like
you can do handstands,
yeah,
that's about it.
Invariably you find yourself just sort of standing and floating.
Or you do what my dad used to do.
What's he do?
He doesn't get in the pool anymore. I don't know why. He still has a pool.
Yeah,
but what he'll do is like he would get in there and he would take a rag and he would just walk along the inside and he would like clean off the inside of the wall. And then he would, like, you know, wipe down the little trim along the top of the wall.
He just cleaned it?
He just kept cleaning, yeah. He would just clean it. He would walk around and he would clean it. He'd get out, then he'd have a beer.
That actually reminds me of something. So my brother eventually got an above-ground pool at mm-hmm. his house at one point, and so I would go over there. there was this thing we started doing where... You know, with an above ground, you can kind of create a whirlpool.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
right?
Yeah.
That is a fun thing That's you fun. Can yeah. do. But it's so ridiculous because, like, he and I, we would stand on opposite sides of the pool, right, uh-huh. in the pool. And then we'd start moving in a circle around the perimeter of the pool in tandem, right?
Right, yeah.
Or in unison, I should say. And, like, we're sitting there, and I'm just staring at him. And you're doing this ridiculous sidewalk, you know, like you're and as you go, keep going, like it's getting faster, uh-huh. you know, and you're doing less walking and more kind of like pushing and jumping.
Yeah,
and,
just sort of leaping.
And then eventually you make the, you know, joint decision to let go and just float.
And then you just sort of move in circles.
And he's like, this is like a guy in his early 20s. And a guy in his late 20s, early 30s in a pool together making a whirlpool. Like, I just want to, like, wonder if someone saw us.
You just want to watch that.
Yeah.
Happen. Yeah. You just want to step out of yourself. You want to have a Splash Mountain moment.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like you did where you stepped out of your body and just look at.
And watch it from start to finish.
Watch that scene.
Yeah. That's something you can do, though.
Yeah,
and then a lot of people will play like volleyball.
Yeah, you can do that, I guess. But again, like you don't have a whole lot of room to work with there.
Yeah, and you do these ridiculous, or maybe you don't. But do you find that you like are more prone to falling all the way into the water? Like when you're in a pool, you sort of over exaggerate. If you fall, you go all the way down
just to
get under the water.
Yeah, yeah, you dunk yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah, repeatedly. Yeah, you make a diving.
Yeah,
leap.
I got it.
I got it, I got it.
Oh, did I get it?
And then you stay underwater a little bit.
Yeah.
And then you like try to fake out your friends.
Is so he dead? Think,
like, what happened to him? Did he
save
hit bottom?
Save him.
Where is he? I can't see him. There's all these things in the water.
Oh, what's that?
Where'd those creatures come from? I used to. The first time I saw Jaws, I was convinced that somehow the shark had gotten into the pool.
Impossible.
I know, but I believed it. I would like get to one end of the pool and I would look underwater.
Check it out.
Yeah.
That's the other thing you can do is you can put on some goggles and then you can like look underwater.
Yeah. I used to pretend I was a submarine.
Yeah, sure.
You know, I just like blow bubbles out and pretend like I'm diving.
I would pretend I was Spider-Man.
Oh yeah, and walk along the side.
Yeah,
of the wall.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
That was the best thing. I would pose. You know? I like cuz it's hard to actually walk.
Yeah.
Like you can kind of do it, but you usually end up pushing yourself off the wall.
Yeah, you're like buoyancy. Yeah. To, like, pull you up.
And so the best thing to do is to just like get underwater, get on the wall and pose.
Pretend like strike a pose. Look either way. Maybe fire
look
shoot
around.
Off a web.
Yeah. Look around, shoot off a web, gently push off of the wall. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
My mom, she lived in an apartment complex that had an indoor pool, and I would go over there just to use the pool.
Oh, sure.
And Brett would come with me a lot of times, and we just like we actually did it as part of an exercise regime for a while, where we'd use the gym there and then we'd cool off in the pool.
Oh, nice.
We showered and everything. We didn't get in there. All sweaty.
He went through the accelerator.
Yeah, no.
Got the sand out of your toes.
Yeah, don't worry. But there was this, you know, those floaty like pads that you sort of put them under your chest
like the foam
to learn.
Things.
Yeah. So there was a few of those, and if there was no one in the pool, which a lot of times there wasn't, what we would do is we devised a competition where you had to stand on that, like you had to get in the deep end and then push. You know, get your feet on it and push it down.
Oh yeah, push it all the way to the bottom.
You know, because it wouldn't go to the bottom. Like, and you'd be standing on it as it floated.
Uh-huh.
And you try to stand on it as long as
like
you
can. Like a hoverboard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a fun thing you
can
do.
That's cool.
You can also do that with a noodle.
Oh yeah, noodles are hard, man.
Yeah. Well, they roll.
Yeah.
They roll.
Do.
Yeah.
They do.
Well, the what did you call it? Foam.
Yeah, the foam.
That's tricky too, though, because it's slippery.
Yes. Yes, it is. Anything you put into the pool seems like it is. It has a mind of its own, and a will of its own, and
like
it,
a ball.
It is determined not to do whatever you want it to.
Like a ball,
yes,
like a beach ball.
Yeah,
you can't get those under the water.
You try, man.
Don't
you put
try.
All your weight on it,
and
it's
then
just you're just gonna roll over.
Yeah.
It's gonna be like that thing at Six Flags where you're trying to climb the ladder.
Yeah,
and the ladder just keeps flipping over, and you're underwater.
And it's
not it, really.
It'll slide out from under you. And you learn that a beach ball can hurt you because it has those seams, those plastic seams.
Oh,
yeah,
that scrape against your skin. Yeah.
This reminds me that I took swimming lessons as a kid, you know, and the one thing I don't remember really anything from it except for this one scenario. They had those sticks, those brightly colored sticks that would sink.
The diving sticks.
Yes.
Yes.
And they also had the rings. I think we actually used the rings. Mm-hmm. And they were like, okay, here's what we're going to do. We're going to throw the ring out, and we want you to go get it and bring it back, basically. Mm-hmm. You know, 'cause you
you're
have
playing
to,
fetch, basically.
Yeah. So they throw it, and in my mind, I think I'm like, I'm going to get it first, you know. I thought it was a race, you know.
Sure.
So they throw it, and I, like, leap off of the wall, 'cause we're all hanging onto the wall in the water. I push off and I like swim and I get to it and I bring it up. I'm like, yeah. And then the teacher's like, Andrew, it wasn't your turn. And I apparently we were supposed to go in order one at a time. And I jumped the gun.
You took it right out from under.
Oh, I felt like I was so embarrassed. That stayed with me all my life.
Wow.
Yeah. And I've never jumped the gun since.
Did you apologize to the guy?
Probably.
We were like, you know what? You can have your diamond ring. I'm out of here. You get out of the water and you go, you know, shower and get dressed, and you're like, you don't have a ride.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not that that ever happened to me.
I'm keeping your $5, but you could keep the $5. I found money in a pool once.
Oh, really?
Yeah, like a dollar.
Oh.
Who brought a dollar into the pool?
Yeah, like a dollar bill?
Yeah. It's floating at the bottom.
That's weird.
That's a fun thing, too. So public pools.
Okay.
In-ground pools.
Yeah.
Sometimes you find things in them.
You do, yes.
And that was the fun thing about a public pool, or maybe not, I don't know, based on
depending on what you find.
Yeah, but if you have goggles, you know, you'd go under and you'd sort of survey the floor, right? Mm-hmm. From above.
Oh, yeah,
like
yeah.
Spider-Man.
Yeah.
Right.
You do that, but I do that before I get into any body of water. I
survey. No, this is you're in. You're in.
Oh, okay.
You've got your goggles. Man, they should make Spider-Man goggles. Mm-hmm. Like shaped like Spider-Man's eyes.
They have to already. I'm sure they do.
And then you get in there, because then you're even more like Spider-Man. But mm-hmm. you get in there and you kind of hang on the top of the wall, right? So mm-hmm. you're looking down. You're
like perched.
Yeah. And what you're doing is you're looking for anything on the floor that someone may have left. Mm-hmm. And you might see a spot, and you're like, oh, what is that? And then you come up for air, you know, get a resupply, and then you dive back down. Mm-hmm. You get down there, and it's like just a mark on the floor. Or it's nothing. But that was fun. That was a mystery.
The pursuit.
Yeah. I got to experience sort of the other side of that coin when my nephew Josh was old enough to start swimming. Hmm. And he eventually grew to, like, love going to the pool. Mm-hmm. And so we'd go, and we started playing this game where we would both go underwater, and I'd yell something at him, and he'd have to try to figure out what I said underwater. Fun. And then he came up with some game where, I mean, with him, it's always, like, a fighting game. And so he had some kind of game where, like, he was leveling up and learning new moves and stuff, and I had to, like, judge his moves. Mm-hmm. I think that's what it was. He was in a competition, mm-hmm. and he would do some kind of, like, move underwater, and I would have to say, like, that was a good one or that was no good. And he would, if it was good, he'd level up. He'd, like, get new powers.
Ah, nice.
You know? And in that particular pool, they had, a little lazy river.
Wow.
And it was, you know, it's just moving water, basically. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's not a whole lot to it. But what we'd sort of play that for a few minutes, and then he'd make a run for the lazy river. And he would, like, he'd move. He wouldn't just stop and float.
He's, like, running through the...
And so I'm trying to keep up, and like, I'm, like, weaving through children. You know, and I'm like, I also have to kind of stay so that, like, if I stand up, I'm basically like the water is up to my waist, maybe.
Okay.
You know, so like I have to crouch down. Otherwise, I can't really use the current to help me.
Yeah.
So I'm like down to my neck and like.
You're like walking in a squat. Yeah.
Yeah. You're doing that squat walk. Exactly. Josh, slow down. Oh, man.
Lazy rivers.
Yeah.
That's a thing I don't feel like I've ever fully taken advantage of.
Like at a pool?
Yeah, like or at a water park. I've never really been to like a public pool that had one other than like going to a water park. And it's the kind of thing where like when I'm at a water park, I always wanted to go down the slides.
Sure.
The really extreme stuff. And it's been a while since I've been to a water park.
Me too.
And I have not had the opportunity to really take advantage of that lazy river thing as an adult, you know.
Yeah.
Like, really enjoy that part of it, but...
I'm worried that I would really hate a water park now.
Yeah.
Like, not... I don't mean, like, in a cynical way, but that, like, I would get too wrapped up in all the stuff that was bothering me, like water going up my nose, mm-hmm. or, like, you know, the seams and the slides.
Yeah.
I'd be too nervous or like thoughtful of that stuff, and I wouldn't really have a good time.
I just don't like all of the preparation you have to go through.
Yeah,
like that's the most recent time. This is probably 2 or maybe 3 years ago when I went to. We talked about Schlitterbahn in Texas, the water park.
Yeah. Schlitterbahn.
Welcome to Schlitterbahn. You will ride our slides.
Do you like water? Yeah.
You like
this water? This water runs fast. Are you wearing your swim trunks?
Hold on to them.
Oh, they're going to fall off of you. They are no
Schlitterbahn.
Do not. Do not worry. There are no creatures in Schlittavan. Only the creatures you bring with you. I'm not going here. Oh, no, come back.
Where are you going? You have not been in this line. I just remember, like you have to park, and then you have to take, like, a little tram to get to the place.
Oh,
and
man.
Then you got to check out the tube or whatever if you want to do any tube.
Yeah.
And you got to wait in line. And
yeah.
All of the preparation stuff, like, really wears me down now.
And then you spend, like, 2 seconds on a slide.
Yeah. Yeah, although that one does have, like, to this day, this really sticks in my head.
Yeah.
They had a slide. It wasn't really a slide. It was like a chute. So you weren't, like, moving fast.
Mm-hmm.
But you would, like, float down this chute, and it actually went inside, like, at one point. It, like,
nice.
Went into a building.
Okay.
And, like, so that's, like, the pinnacle for me now.
Yeah.
It's, like, now it's
does
not,
it go through a building?
It's, yeah, yeah. Is that's it a water slide? Okay,
yeah,
that's good. That's a start.
Yeah,
but you know there are a lot of water slides.
Yeah,
is it safe? Is it going to like scrape my nipples
right.
when I go over the seams?
Right.
Okay.
No. Okay.
No? Okay.
Good.
That's good. That's good. Does it go inside?
Yeah.
Does it go inside a building? I spent this. I literally
yeah.
like last year. I spent like 4 hours Googling water slide that goes indoors.
Oh man! Did
and
you find
any?
Any?
No, they're either like outdoor water slides or
it's
they're
only
indoor
a
water
Schlittavan.
Slides. Schlittavan is the only one I've been able to find.
Hello,
that has, it starts outside and goes inside.
Yeah, hello. Yeah, I'm calling. I had a question. I was looking at your website. Yeah, we have a good website. Yeah, no, I agree, but I have a question. I just want to get a clarification on some of your slides. Yeah, you can ask any questions.
We have lots of them.
Which
lots
slides?
Of slides.
Okay, yeah. Now, I'm seeing pictures on here, and it doesn't really describe where the slides go, and I'm just curious, do any of them go inside?
Go? You mean inside the water slide?
No, no,
you
no.
You mean like you inside a tube?
No, you misunderstand me. I'm asking, does the water slide itself go inside?
We have water slides at Schlitterbahn.
No, I understand. I believe you in that respect. Let me see if I can. So you know how right now, well, are you in a building right now?
Yeah.
Okay, so right now you're inside, right?
Yeah.
Do any of your water slides go inside?
Yeah.
In the building?
Inside, right here. Hold on.
All right.
Yeah, are you having fun at Schlitterbahn?
Am I inside?
Yeah.
This is great.
That's me.
Yeah.
That was me. That was you calling Schlitterbahn.
Yeah.
And me on the water slide going inside. Yeah.
That does
sound. Do you want to ride the crushing gusher bursty bastard? And I'll be like, no, man, I want to ride this lazy thing that goes inside the building.
The crushing gushing bursting bastard.
That's the new thing now at water parks.
Wow.
Those water coasters where they like
oh.
you know, they have acceleration in them. So you're
really?
Sitting in like a little raft or whatever.
Okay.
And you go through a chute
yeah.
and then it actually like takes you uphill. There's like either a conveyor system or a jet that pushes you up.
Man.
There I mean it's a cool idea. I still don't think it's like all that great.
The most technologically advanced water slide I was ever on was essentially it was like a toilet bowl.
Oh,
you
like
sort
the,
of
the
came,
funnel type.
Yeah,
thing?
You can't like you went down a slide, but then you came out in this bowl. You basically went around the sides of it until you
yeah.
went through the bottom.
I've never done that, but I've always wanted to.
It is a lot of fun, but you get to the bottom and like usually your momentum isn't right, and so you kind of get to the bottom and you slowly drop through that hole. And usually, like, not in the position you want to be in.
Oh.
So you hit the water underneath and kind of a...
weird angle.
Yeah, yeah.
You're, like, hip first.
Yeah. Well, maybe I do want to go to a water park again. Like, it sounds like water park technology has really increased.
It's come a long way.
I mean, especially if they're going inside now.
Yeah. The thing is, that was, like, an older slide.
And it's just a lazy kind of ride?
Yeah.
I think
you're, like, on a
awesome.
Tube... and you're like, you kind of do like switchbacks, you know, like you're going downhill. It's all gravity fed.
And then you
eventually at one point you go into inside this building and you like you go. There's like a little tunnel thing.
Yeah.
You like go under the floor of the building, like the concrete floor.
That's excellent.
And you're like coming around and there's people walking on ramps.
Yes.
And I'm like, this is awesome.
That is the best.
Yeah. That was
that
so
is
cool.
The best.
So cool.
Things should go inside more often.
Yeah.
Well, that's why people love the monorail.
Oh yeah, because
it goes
inside.
Building.
Yeah. We need a monorail on water.
What?
A water rail.
A water rail.
That's the next thing for a water park.
Yeah.
It's a water monorail. The water rail.
How does one experience it?
I don't know.
Well, that's not for us to figure out, is it?
That's right. That's right. There are engineers out there who are getting paid big bucks.
Maybe there's water in the cars.
Inside the monorail. Yeah, it's like drowning. It's like being trapped inside a car.
Yeah, hello? Yeah, I want to ask about your water rail? Yeah.
It's the first of its kind.
What
only
exactly?
The best for Schlitterbahn.
What exactly is the experience there? Yeah, it's like a drowning. I mean, is there a risk of drowning? Yeah.
Yeah. That's why it's exciting.
It goes inside. Oh, man. I'm in.
Are you having fun here?
Hello, John? Is that you? Oh, man.
Ha.
Wow.
Yeah.
I actually really do want to go to a water slide or a water park now.
Let's go.
Well, we need to put this into the Archive River.
Oh, yeah.
Don't swim in the Archive River. That's the most dangerous.
It is a river, yes.
There's a lot of things
it's
in there.
It's full of things.
Yeah.
And they'll get in your thing.
That's all that's in there. It's a great transportation system, but don't swim in it. All right. Put this in the Archive River.
Hello, dork. Hey, what's happening, dork? Hey, dork.
Hey, dork.
Hey, dork.